Blog Talk Radio.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, they're gonna see some serious shit.
I feel the need for speed.
Wow, he's really fast, isn't he?
Yeah, buddy.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time. Nothing else matters, not the mortgage, not the store, not my team and all their bullshit. For those 10 seconds of less, I'm free.
I'm here. My button's broken. Hey, guys. Welcome to V8F Series Live, the only show dedicated to you, the V8F Series owner. My name is Rob Young. I'll be your host for the next hour. This episode is being brought to you by V8FSeries.com. V8FSeries.com, been around for a few years. That is who we are. It's what we do. If you want to head over to the shop, you can support this show and the group by getting some of our cool merchandise at V8FSeries.com/shop. All right, guys. So just wanted to touch base with you guys. You saw my post in the group, probably. And I wanted to appreciate all the good feedback we got from just everybody out there. Keeping the group cool, keeping it chill and, you know, respectful and everything like that. You know, I wanted to just mention, I get it. I do get it that a lot of you guys are grudge racers. A lot of you make a living grudge racing by running your mouth, and that's cool, dude. I get it. It's funny as hell to hear most of you guys just go at each other. I could sit there and read comments going back and forth all day long, but, you know, as long as in the group you guys keep it respectful, I definitely appreciate that, and everybody else appreciates that. Like I always say, we got grandmothers, grandfathers, you know, Christians, all kinds of different people, kids in the group. And we like to keep it family friendly and just, you know, on topic, shall we say. But, yeah, grudge racing, it's great. You know, I went down and hung out with Hal Marvin Jr. And, you know, we were hanging out with him and David Blakely, and they were going back and forth with grudge racers. And y'all get pissed off, but it's all in love and fun usually. You know, just like watching Street Outlaws and stuff. Speaking of Street Outlaws, Daniel Burks. He doesn't have Blazonic back on the road yet, I don't think. But he is on the latest episode of Street Outlaws. JJ didn't get to his race, so it's probably going to be next week. You can see our very own Daniel Burks on the Street Outlaws over there. Over the years, quite a few guys have been on Street Outlaws. I know this is Daniel Burke's second time, I believe. So that's pretty cool. And I'd like to see that Street Outlaws is getting back to real street racing. You know, the OKC boys, it was cool to watch, but, you know, not everybody has pro mods and stuff like that. So it seems like JJ does a little bit more grassroots stuff. And I think that's pretty cool. But tonight, speaking of grudge racers, we have with us Bill Hoskinson. Hope I'm saying that right. Bill, let's see. Let's get him on the line here. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Hey, hanging in there, man. Staying safe, staying sane, trying to. Yeah, I just got a construction job. I mean, I think the world's lost its mind because I've been kind of fighting, wearing masks, going outside and stuff. But I got a job now. They want me to not only wear a mask inside their house, create, you know, whatever. I'll be working in their basement, but they want to stay in, you know, in the rest of the house. But they got me crawling in and out of a freaking window to get into the job. I'm not too happy about that, but I don't know. It seems like the world's lost its mind. Yeah. I'm like,
yeah.
Really, you want me to do demo and carrying supplies and stuff through a window? So I don't know. Hey, at least I'm happy to be working. So what you got going on, Bill? We want to talk about that video, that American Ride, is it called?
Yeah.
Dude, that's really cool.
Take off like it did, but, you know, we started street racing a little S10, you know, a few years ago, and it kind of got a name for itself and kind of got popular on the internet. And
yes, it did.
We've done a few, you know, we've done some cool things, you know, and hung out with a lot of really cool people and traveled all over the country street racing. But, you know, there's more to our lives than just street racing. You know, not everybody is into 1300 horsepower street race S10s.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people enjoy it. You know, I think a lot of people can appreciate it. But there's more to Billy and I than just street racing that S10. You know, I've got an old Nova, and my mom and dad, of course, had that 55 Chevy. They bought that in 74, the year after I was born. And that car is what really hooked me into the car scene and automotive interests. You know, of course, you know, when you grow up as a young boy watching American Graffiti and Dukes of Hazzard and Smokey and the Bandit and things of that nature, and your dad owned a black 55 Chevy 4-speed small block, on Krieger SS's, and there was just no hope for me to ever grow up being a normal child. You know what I mean? And
I think Smokey and the Bandit ruined us all.
Yeah, so I'm very passionate about cars and racing and tuning and things of that nature. I always have been. It's just been something that I think of first thing in the morning, and the last thing I'm thinking about is I drift off to sleep at night since I was old enough to understand what a 55 Chevy was.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that have been in my mind and the way I've thought and the way I've lived my life, I don't know. I feel like there's something there that I could share with the rest of the world and try to bring back a little bit of what it used to be like for me when I was growing up. Like, so a lot of these young kids, like Billy's girlfriend Molly, she had never watched American Graffiti. She had no idea any of this was anything. You know, all she knows is what she's seen since she was old enough to understand what a car was. And, you know, so we decided, I kind of wanted to do this short film, and Billy wanted to try, and he's always wanted to do movies. He wants to make movies. And so we started off with a little music video to Green Onions with a 68 Camaro and my dad's 55 Chevy when we first got it running, and we went out and street raced. And that was real, and we really didn't have any idea how that was going to turn out because I had never raced a 55, and the 55 had been parked since the mid-80s, and we had no idea what was going to happen when I would turn the clutch loose on it. But that kind of kicked it off, and then we did that short film, the American Ride film, and that was just something that we kind of put together. We filmed it all in one day. I went out and found the areas we wanted to film the scenes in, and I kind of put it together and explained to the kids what I wanted to do and how I wanted to do it. And they went along with it, and we just wanted to see if we could actually do it, you know, and it really turned out pretty good for just an 18-year-old kid with a Fuji camera filming from the side of the road in the back seat, you know, and the chase scenes were the most technical. The getaway scene had to be timed perfectly because the traffic light needed to be green for us to go through it without putting anybody in danger. And I found that location. It was perfect for a getaway scene like that because the way the alley came out and the way the buildings were staggered, and the entire scene was just perfect. And I just stumbled onto it one day. I went out in the 55 taking a ride, and I was thinking about all the different places that I've worked as an excavator over the last 20 years, and I remembered that little town of Thornville had one little traffic light, and it was just a perfect spot to film something like that. So we went and we put it together, and it came out really good, and I think it resounded with a lot of people.
It really did.
I mean, like almost 4 million views.
Well, you've touched on, like you said, I think something that people have been wanting, people miss, you know, even with your street racing channel, the way the videos are, it's really cool. And you're bringing back a piece of Americana, and it definitely warms my heart to see, you know, to see stuff like that.
Another thing is, you know, they don't make movies like that anymore. They don't make shows like that anymore. I mean, even the Dukes of Hazzard movie that they came out with Johnny Knoxville, you know, years ago, it really wasn't American, or it wasn't really Dukes of Hazzard. You know, there was never any cussing in Dukes of Hazzard, and
no,
you know, it wasn't. They didn't really do the show any justice, in my opinion. And I know John Schneider wasn't happy about it, and most of the cast members that are still alive weren't real happy about it. But it was whatever. But you know, nobody does things like that anymore. And we just wanted to try it and just see if it would still, if anybody would still connect with it. And I think a lot of people did.
I think a ton of people did. I think the new stuff is a bit too polished. You know, you don't have that roughness. You don't have that, you know, everything has to be perfect in the shots and everything. And it doesn't have that old school feel to it. And I think you've definitely captured that in your film. So we got a contest coming up. So I'm going to look for Billy to, maybe make a submission for our, VHS series, video contest. And we got some cool stuff. We're giving away, you know, a few $100 in cash, a Black Widow muffler, and stuff like that. So I'll be hollering at you guys. Over the years we've had some pretty cool entries. One of the ones, Matt, he submitted a really cool one, and people put some thought into it and make up scripts and stuff like that. And it's just a fun thing that we do. So we'll be hollering at you guys to make one of those. But
sure.
So let's talk about that. Let's see, how many S10s do you have? Last I saw, you're up to what, four again?
No.
You're not?
Got two.
Oh, okay. You got it. All right, the other one. No, okay.
We've got Billy's truck, the little blue and white one that looks like a piece of junk, and then the thing about Billy's truck is that truck was never intended to be what it is. When we first started with that truck, it was going to be a street legal 12-0 quarter mile sportsman entry where we could just go out, foot brake it, and run sportsman in that thing and bracket race it.
Okay.
And the original idea was to have the overdrive transmission and air conditioning and power steering and power brakes and just make it a really nice little fit truck. And we were going to repaint it all, you know, back the way it came. And we actually started on that when we had the nose off. The nose was repainted white, which is why the nose is bright white and the rest of it is still the original paint. That's how that happened, because we took the nose off to put the V8 in it originally, and the body shop that we went to was just supposed to jam in the insides of the fenders. And they said, well, while we've got it, we're just going to go ahead and shoot the outside of the fenders too. So that's how the front fenders became painted, and the rest of the truck isn't. So, you know, we put the truck together, and we took it out, and we street raced it a couple times, and just we got hooked. We had more fun street racing that truck than we ever had bracket racing into the track. So one thing led to another, and you know, it ended up going into the nines quarter mile with the overdrive transmission and air conditioning and power steering and brakes. And I mean, we had a lot of fun. We won a lot of races with it, because, you know, obviously nobody, it looked like a, it just looked like something that somebody was building to take the cruise ends. You know, it was a work in progress. And, to look at it, you would never in a million years think that an S10 on stock suspension would run in the nines like that. And then we ended up going down into the eights with it. And, you know, that's when things started to get a little bit crazy. We ended up having to put a roll cage in it. And, you know, it progressed to the point where we were trying to compete at a level where to throw enough nitrous to it, you're always on the verge of hurting it.
Mm-hmm.
And we finally did hurt it one more time, and we decided to switch to turbos, and that was the end of that. That ushered in the era of just more power than you could probably ever use, or at least we thought. But so that's how that truck got to be. And then, you know, and it got to be so famous that I told Billy, if we ever had to do it again, the first thing I'm going to do is paint it. If we ever build another truck, the very first thing it's going to get is paint, because everybody knows Billy's truck the way it is, and nobody wants to see it painted. You know what
nope.
I mean? So
nope.
I'm on the phone. I'm on the podcast. All right, so we're still trying to get this 55 Chevy done. So
no, you're
anyway, the first thing I decided to do if we ever build another one was, you know, we're going to paint it before anybody ever got used to seeing it or, you know, got accustomed to it or anything like that. And the first thing we're going to do is paint it. So when Tommy decided that he wanted to get involved with Street Racing Channel and do filming and take pictures and this, that, and the other, you know, he had a 93 S10 that was a daily driver. And when he finally came to me and said, "Dad, I really want to go ahead and get started on my truck," I said, "Cool. The very first thing we're going to do is we're going to paint it, because I'm not going to let anybody get, I'm not going to get stuck with another raggedy looking S10. You know what I mean?"
Yep.
So.
And it's
so we started working on Tommy's truck.
Okay, good. I'm sorry. Button in.
No, you're good. No, you're fine. So we've got two now. We've got Billy's turbo truck, and then we've built Tommy a nitrous truck. So he's got a little small block power guide combination with two kits of nitrous on it. And we're going to let him cut his teeth on that deal and see how that turns out. But we just got it back from the body shop, and it's absolutely gorgeous. Corey Brandon from Newcomerstown, Ohio, painted it for us. It's just absolutely beautiful. We put it back to the original color. It's got all the original interior in it, bucket seats, console, everything. It's gorgeous.
Very nice. Yeah, you were talking about it. It's sticking out and being not painted. I mean, I think a couple months ago, I was just, you know, YouTube, and watching just some random cash days, and I forget, you know, some different videos. I'm like, damn it, I know that truck. I know damn well who that truck is. I looked up that sure enough,
yeah.
That's a truck. But yeah, that's you can.
Yeah, we've been to New Orleans. We've been to New Orleans, Louisiana. We've street raced in Texas, Fort Worth. We actually stopped it. We actually broke it in Texas and doing a real deal Lempy's Cash Days for Texas 2K a year or two ago. And we broke it down there, broke second gear in it. And we stopped on our way north out of Houston and stopped to see Chris Hamilton from Street Outlaws, Boosted GT.
Okay,
and
yeah.
And when we stopped there, we told him what happened. And he's like, "Well, you want to fix it while you're here? I got a lift. We can put on a lift, pull transmission out, fix it." I said, "Man, I'm not trying to put you out, nothing. We're just stopping to visit on our way home." He's like, no problem. Let me call somebody. And he called up Wendell Dunaway from Fort Worth, Texas, Mr. Wendell's Motorsports. Fantastic person. And keep in mind, this is a Sunday night at like 9 o'clock in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And he calls up Mr. Wendell, and Mr. Wendell said, "Yeah, get it out, bring it over. I'm over here at the shop. We'll get it fixed tonight." So Boosted actually helped us pull the transmission out in his shop, and we took it to Mr. Wendell. Mr. Wendell fixed it. We made it back to Boosted's shop at about 2 o'clock in the morning, and he came out. Now, he had to work the next day, to remind you. He had to work the next day. He still came out. We worked on that truck till 4 o'clock, well, about 3 o'clock in the morning. Fired it up, put it on the trailer, and went to Dallas-Fort Worth and raced at a very, very, very nice spot where there's been a lot of really popular guys race down there, Eagle Parkway.
Okay.
And we raced that full-size Chevy all-wheel drive LS twin turbo truck they call Prime. And we actually beat that truck down there, and then we headed home, and we stopped in Memphis and raced Brian Britt, and we've been all over the country with it. We've been to Oklahoma, we've been to South Carolina, we raced in North Carolina, and we've been to Atlantic City, New Jersey with it. We've taken that truck all over the country and street raced with it. Done fairly well, really.
Yeah, from what I've seen, that truck hurt some feelings.
Yeah, it's probably not quite as fast as what everybody thinks it is, but it's probably a little faster than what a lot of people think it is. But, I don't want to really tell you what it runs, but
don't tell you that. I respect that.
Well, I can tell you about a year or two ago, the first year we had it on turbos, we put a power glide in it, a brand new power glide from Vickers Performance. And we were at Milan, Michigan on radials, and we had never raced it on a prep track. We'd never been on radials with a power glide. It was just completely, foreign. It was our first trip up there on prep, and we didn't really figure that it would stand on the bumper or anything like that with a power glide. And the first hit right off the trailer, it stood straight on the bumper and didn't damage the truck, but it definitely came down hard. So we came back and tied the front suspension down with chains, so it had no travel.
Jeez.
And the very first pass, it went 512 at 138 mile an hour in the eighth.
Oh,
the very first pass, a full pass on the power glide. So if that gives you any idea how fast the little truck is, I mean, literally the very first full pass on the power glide, it went 512 and 138.
Man.
So, and we drive it everywhere. I mean, it's street legal. He drives it he can drive it anywhere he wants to go. But,
that is just too cool, man. Too freaking cool.
We ran it quarter mile at Muncie last year, but the problem we had at Muncie was the truck really comes to life at about 22 pounds of boost. Up to 25 is where it really starts to run. But it was the race we were at Muncie, we were in a quarter mile class and we only run eighth mile. So we couldn't really turn the boost up because it runs out of gear at about 1,000 feet. So the harder you run it in the eighth mile, the more you turn the boost up, the quicker it just runs out of gear. So Billy could only run it on like 20 pounds of boost. That's as much as we could put to it without it hitting the rev limiter going through the traps. And I think it went 817 at like 168 miles an hour on 20 pounds.
My Lord.
Yeah.
My Lord.
And we were leaving like really gentle because the track wasn't real good. I mean, we were on radials. We had to be on a DOT radial tire. So we had to leave the front suspension travel in it. And without tying the front end down, you can't leave very hard or else it just stands straight up. So the track wasn't very good, and we tried to tie the front end down and let it leave hard, and the track just wouldn't take it. So we had to untie the front end and just let it leave easy and roll the boost in gentle. And so we were leaving real gentle. It was only going like 127, or it was only going like 127, 60 foot. We were letting it leave real gentle. And it was still carrying the left front wheels to about 250 feet. It was just on the tipping point where it was trying to climb the ring gear. But on 20 pounds, it still went 817 at 168.
Man.
Yeah.
Only.
So, I mean, it's, yeah. And it comes to life at 25 pounds. I mean, that's where it comes to life. That's where it really wakes up. It made, let's see, it's got 71 millimeter turbos on it now, but when we've only dynoed it on a wheel dyno once, and it had twin 66s on it at the time, and we made 1,270 wheel on a Mustang dyno before it broke the tires loose on the dyno, and we couldn't, it was white smoke in the tires on the rollers.
Oh my God.
At 1,270. And we ran out of time that night. We couldn't really screw around with it much more. The last pull we made was on 22 pounds of boost. That was just starting to get happy. And at about 6,400 RPM in high gear, it broke the tires loose, and it was right around 1,270. So it was headed north of 1,300 wheel on 22 pounds with 66s on.
And
that was on a Mustang dyno, which everybody says a Mustang dyno is a little stingy, but that's all I can tell you is it made 1,270 at about 6,500 on 22 pounds. Just, you know, it was white smoke in the tires on the rollers.
Man, I've seen that a couple of times, but that's just, yeah, first world problems, right? Jesus, that's absolutely amazing. So
it's a neat little
you also
truck.
Got that,
I mean, it's. Go ahead.
What's that?
Go ahead.
No. So you guys also got that street racing channel, huh? How long you been doing that, and what you got going on with that over there?
Well, I mean, we started that about 5 years ago, but it was all good. And Billy started that as just a way to showcase the guys here in Ohio. And to get the word out and let everybody know that, you know, Ohio was kind of a dead zone about 5 years ago. There was hardly any heads-up racing. No prep wasn't even a thing. You know, we started that channel to showcase some of the guys here in Ohio that raced with us. And it just kind of blew up, you know. It went really crazy. I think Billy's up to like 130 or 140,000 subscribers on YouTube now, and there's like 180 or 190,000 people that follow the Facebook page. So, I mean, he's basically living, he races for a living now. I mean, that's what he does is
okay.
YouTube and Facebook, and that's what he does for a living. He's self-employed, and, you know, generally he makes pretty decent money out of it. He does a good job with it. And we just travel all over the country and street race and film and make videos.
How cool is that, man? Tough life there. Tough life. Yeah, you got 132,000 over there, 180 videos. You guys have been busy over there.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's been really good to us so far. You know, it's just, and I don't know where it's headed, but I can tell you that American Ride video did very well, and we've already started filming a longer film that has to do, of course, with street racing and a little bit of moonshine running and bootlegging and things of that nature. We've already started filming it, and we'll resume filming on that next week. We should have it finished up here pretty soon, but you know, Molly's going to be in it. Billy's girlfriend, Molly's going to be in it. And, of course, our policeman, the guy that kind of played the cop there, his name's Todd Beckett. He's out of Massillon, Ohio.
He reminds me of Andy Griffith's show, Barney Fife.
Yeah, Barney Fife. Yeah. He's actually a Barney Fife impersonator. And,
is he? Okay.
He travels all over the state. Yeah, he travels all over the country. He travels all over the country in that galaxy doing appearances. And that galaxy is 100% ready to go. He could drive that car across the country today. And it is – he's a retired auto mechanic. And he bought that car and restored it as a police car right down to the correct Motorola two-way radio, the correct light on top, the correct siren. It's all there. It's a numbers matching 289 automatic 63 Galaxy 500. And we have a great time with Todd. He's a fantastic person, and turns out he's pretty good. He's a pretty good actor.
He does
a really good job.
I like
so
that. Yeah.
If you like the American Ride movie, that's or short film, that was really good. But this next one that's coming out in the next few months is going to be a lot longer, a lot more acting, and a lot better everything. It's going to be really good. And
very
this next
cool.
one, there's going to be a scene where Billy actually runs from the police in the S-10. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
guys,
cool.
If you want to head over to YouTube. That's the Street Racing channel. You got a subscribe and a join button there. The join button just help out Billy with his expenses and everything over there. You got some premium content. What are you guys doing over there?
Well, you can go to the website, streetracingchannel.com, and you can buy T-shirts and all kinds of stuff,
yeah, okay.
hoodies. There's merchandise on there if you guys want to support. That's fine. But he and Molly ship out a lot of stuff every week. And it's not just to the, they're shipping the merchandise across the ocean. I mean, he ships stuff to Great Britain all the time. He ships stuff to Brazil quite a bit, a lot of
yep.
stuff to Australia, a lot of stuff to Canada. He's got a lot of followers. He's got a long reach that, I don't really – it's hard for me to take it in and understand it because, to me, it's just our regular life. It's just what we do.
Yep.
But, I mean, there's a lot of people that seem to really enjoy it, and so that's fine, The more subscribers, the better. But we really appreciate everybody that watches and tunes in and pays attention to whatever the heck we're getting into, I guess.
Absolutely. The first time that V8S series, the group had a member from a different country, I was like, dude, how cool is that? Now we have members,
yeah.
We got a chapter in Canada. We got a chapter down in Brazil because they're big with the S10s down there with the GM plant down there. We got
yeah.
a guy just showed his face, Drew Debris or something. He's down in New Zealand. He's got an S10 down there. We got England. We got all over the world, and that's just too cool when you get that. You're like, really?
Yeah.
I've reached out that far, and you got guys asking
right.
for help in different countries. It's too cool.
Yep.
Speaking of help, I always hear that you are a gentleman and a scholar. When people need advice, they reach out and you help them out. So that's really cool.
I even call myself a gentleman. Every once in a while I'll get ornery with somebody on there, but just jokingly, most
yeah.
of the time. But I get frustrated with people that regurgitate stupid stuff that's just not true, and and they preach it on there like it's the gospel. That stuff aggravates me. I have to just
yeah.
tune it out. But
that's what we try to not push off bad advice, and if we catch it, we try to tell people, hey, look, that may be your opinion, that's not how we do it, it may be how you do it, always try to promote
well,
doing
I mean,
stuff
we've done
safe
a lot of
stuff.
Things that we've done a lot of things that people said couldn't be done, or and in all honesty, probably not a good idea. probably not a good idea to do it the way we did it, but we did it. And I'll give you one example is when we switched to Billy's truck from gas to E85, we were still running the stock fuel tank with the stock 1988 electric pump in the tank,
mm-hmm.
and we switched the truck to E85 and we ran deep into the 10s on motor with the stock tank, the stock fuel lines, the stock fuel pump, just a return style regulator. And I think we ran like 1050s or 1060s with a stock gas 88 4.3 fuel pump in the stock tank. A lot of people, you can't do that. There's no way. Well, we did. We literally pumped the gas out of the tank, dumped the 85 in it, took it straight to track. I think it was running like 1060s on the motor. at the time.
Yeah.
A little 406 on E85 with a carburetor.
That's absolutely amazing.
But,
yeah, I love when people tell you, you know, what it, you can't do something or you're doing it wrong or, you know, it's not the right way to do it. And it's silliness.
Yeah, you know, I'm not saying not to listen. You know, I mean, I'm not saying not to listen, but there's a lot of people out there that maybe haven't done it themselves and they just regurgitate something that they
yep.
That they've read or that, you know, they think that they know. And, but it's the point now where, you know, nobody really wants to argue with us because they, you know, everybody knows the truck, you know, Billy's truck especially. But, you know, I think everybody pretty much knows that when I say we've done something, it's, you know, I wouldn't just make it up.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's probably video documentation of us doing it.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
But
that's too cool what you're doing. Well, we got about 25 minutes left. I mean, you can jump off at any point, but guys online, if you want to talk to Bill and you got a question or anything, I'm going to go to our first call, even though he hasn't pressed the number one button. I know this guy has something to say. He always has something to say, and you know him. We all love him. He's our asshole with men over at V8S Series, Mr. Gary Sparks. What's going on, Gary? You want to talk to Bill over
here? What's happening? What's up, Bill?
Hey, Gary. How are you, buddy?
No, I'm doing good. Hey, everybody that's listening.
Gary's down in North Carolina, aren't you?
Yep. If any of you guys get a chance to go to one of Bill's races, make sure you get there because that is the most slam-packed, full of people, fastest cars on probably the slickest tracks you'll ever see.
Yeah.
But
we always
awesome,
have a good time
awesome
when we put events on. We try to do we do things a little bit different. We always schedule races at night. We don't run. We don't try to schedule races during the day. We always schedule races at night under the lights. We always try to have some good music. We'll have a DJ come out or, you know, set up some speakers and put some good music on. And it's just a really good time. You know, we do things a little bit differently than maybe a lot of other people do, but it's more like, you know, when we do events, we try to make it more of a party where a race breaks out, if that makes any sense. You know what I mean? Where everybody has a good time. We always do something for the kids in memory of Kent Rose. We always do the big wheel races for the little kids, and it's always a good time. But, yeah, thanks, Gary. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, we made it to the we were in Chicago when you had the last Midnight Madness. And I told my wife on the way back, I'm like, look, Bill and them were putting on a race in Ohio. We're going straight through there. We're stopping. She said, okay, that's fine. So we stayed until Nick wrecked his car, and then we still had 12 hours to drive. Yeah, we still had 12 hours to drive. So I'm like, all right, well, it's going to be like 6 o'clock in the morning by the time they get done. So we'll go ahead and go. You were busy announcing. Billy had people swarming him, so I didn't even say anything to anybody. I just stood over there and watched the race, made some videos, and enjoyed myself.
That's awesome.
It was a damn good race. So.
Yeah, that was a good time, man. That place down there at the KD Dragway, you know, we started that deal down there, and basically that whole deal got started because we were tired of driving around getting buses trying to go street racing, and we had we'd gone to West Virginia and Kentucky like 3 times in a month, and traveled 2 to 4 hours each way, and you know, in 3 trips we never got the truck off the trailer before the spot got busted for just, you know, the guys didn't really understand what they were doing, or the guys helping them would do something stupid, or, you know, somebody would call the cops. And so I called up the track owner down there, and I said, listen, man, we're street racers. We don't really give a crap about the surface down there. You don't need to prep or nothing. We want to start a midnight street race down there. And I think it'll go well because everybody's tired of getting busted. And it took off and it just exploded. You know, it got to be one of the biggest events in the country, really. But it was a good time. You know, it was a really good time. We enjoyed it.
Yeah, I don't think you could have packed another trailer and car in there.
No, you can't.
No.
I mean, it was a fairly small track, a fairly small facility, but But we pack that place every time. I've actually got a drone photo on my phone of a picture from a drone from, I don't know, 800 to 1,000 feet above the track, and there's a line of headlights. It's taken after dark, but there's a line of headlights as far as you can see to the horizon. The car's waiting to get in that place. Yeah, that was a good time.
So your races that you have for this year, you still got those on as of right now, right?
Well, we don't do any races at KD anymore. That deal, the track owner decided to take that deal over and run it the way he sees fit. That's fine. But we've still got events planned this summer for Marion County Raceway in Marion, Ohio. That's actually in LaRue, Ohio. We've got 4 events scheduled up there this season. If the Coroni baloney doesn't ruin the entire season, our first race is in June. And each race is the first weekend of the month, June through October. So we've got 4 events up there. And after that, I'm not sure if we're going to continue to do events anymore. Kind of getting out of that deal. We really just want to travel and race ourselves and race other people's events and maybe help other promoters get their name out there. And we just kind of like to sit back and race and watch a little bit and enjoy ourselves. We've been doing these events for 3 or 4 years now, and it's just, it takes a lot of our time, a lot of energy, and there's a lot of crap to deal with. We're kind of getting burnt out from it. We just kind of want to go race ourselves a little bit. So I don't know that we'll do them next year, but we've got 4 events scheduled for this year. We'll see how things go from there.
With all the cars you're coming out with, you're going to be pretty busy just keeping cars together to go racing.
Right, Dan. So we got Billy's truck. We've got Tommy's truck now, and Molly's built the Firebird. And we've got the 55 Chevy out. You know, it's been up at the farm and parked since about the mid 80s. And I'm actually at a shop here in Columbus, Ohio right now. They're actually doing an alignment on it. We just rebuilt the front suspension on it. And the car's in the shop behind me here getting alignment right now as we speak. So we're getting ready to drive.
And then you got
tonight,
that.
So.
And then you're going to have that Screaming Eagle motor you're about to put in the Nova.
Yeah. I don't like LS engines. They're just not my thing. The kids decided they wanted to build an LS for her Firebird. I said, well, if that's what you want to do, it's fine with me. I don't care one way or the other. But so there's a little bit of a rivalry there where they know the old man doesn't like his engines. And so I stumbled across a little 327 today here at the shop that we're at. I might just freshen it up, put it in my Nova just to prove a point. We'll see. You know, I don't know. We'll see. I think there's a lot of people that would probably enjoy seeing that. Because there's a lot of old timers like me that, you know, they don't really care for the new stuff and the new engines. I know I definitely don't like those LS engines at all. I don't like anything about them. But that's just me. That's just my own. You know, that's just my preference. But there's a lot of people that don't like them, and there's a lot of people that do like them. So, you know, and I think there's a lot of these younger kids that think the old small block Chevy just can't hold a candle to an LS motor. But I got news for them. If you do the math, the bore and the stroke ratio and things of that nature, you'll find out there's something to be learned there, and I think that may come to a head here pretty soon.
I don't shy away from them. If somebody says they got an old small block they want to get rid of, I grab a hold of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to go LS, that's fine, but I stick with my 305 plus, and I'm fine with it.
Yeah,
305 plus. Sparks. How'd everybody hear them? How's that 305 work?
Looks like they're just about done with this old 55 series. So I better get back in here.
All right, Bill. I appreciate you coming on. We'll have you on again. Had a couple people on the line.
Yeah,
wanted to ask you a question.
Thank you for inviting me.
Bill, like I said, gentleman and a scholar, even though you may not have agree with the first, but thanks for calling in, man. We're gonna keep track of you and see what you're doing, and can't wait for that next video.
Okay, brother.
Have a good night,
you.
Man.
Appreciate it, Bill.
See you,
absolutely.
Gary.
Bye.
All right. That's Bill Hoskinson, and Hit them up on Facebook, or not, well, hit them up on Facebook, hit them up on YouTube, Street Racing Channel. Jam that subscribe button. He says, well, it's streetracingchannel.com. You can hit them up over there. Sorry to whoever was on the line, did not get to you in time for to ask Bill a question, but we'll have him on again. What a very great guy, huh, Gary?
Yeah, oh yeah. Very, very humble. I mean, he's a cool dude to meet.
He can tell you
some stories. I believe it, man.
Did you watch that video, right? The American Ride?
Yeah.
We gotta get him to do a video for the Vieta Series contest.
I was actually sitting here watching it before the show and had my granddaughter on my lap dancing to the old music.
Nice.
She was having a blast.
Absolutely, yeah. He's got some cool stuff, man. So yeah, we got 14 minutes left. 7:04. I got another Ohio on the line. 7:04. You want to jump in and say anything? We can make this a. So I wonder who that is. Could that be Scotty Ham? Nope. All right. Well, he wants to jump in. Gary, you can be my co-host, and we'll take a call from 7:04 over here. 7:04, you're live on the air. What you got going on inside your
room? What's up, Rob?
What's going on?
Not much, man. Just listening to you and Gary and Bill.
Who's this, Butchie? No, it's...
Yeah.
Oh,
I just got back in from the building. Back in from the building, changing tires on the lawnmower, putting tubes and all of them.
Okay. Yeah, I got a little dyslexia. It's 7:40, not 7:04. Is Ohio.
Uh-huh.
Oops.
Butchie out working in the yard.
Working in the yard.
Yep.
Trying to get something done.
Left?
Trying to get adult stuff took care of so I can play with the Blazer.
What yard you got left?
Yeah. That's the last building, I promise. I'll have to run across a good deal on one.
Well, seeing as I got you both on here, Bill, Bill was talking about he wants to help out promoters and stuff like that, getting that truck over there, and I didn't get a chance to tell him, but I think I might be one of those promoters that need a little help and would like to get him. That would be cool, man, to get us all somewhere in North Carolina or something. I still got to check out, Christ, with the tracks doing what they're doing right now. I can't really do it, illegal like I care, but, I don't want people getting busted by the cops and stuff, so we got to find a track that'll let us do something like that, just go in there and just have a good time and get everybody together, because I miss that, man. I miss you East Coast guys. I want to get out there and meet everybody, put on a race, and have a good time, give away a whole bunch of money, stuff like that, excuse me. So, what do you think, Gary? You think we can do it for this late this year or something?
I don't know if we'll be able to get it in because of all the everything's.
They're
moving
true.
Everything around now, filling every day and they can on the weekend, and some during the weekdays, moving races around.
So, yeah, that's true. Whatever they had booked, they are still going to, yeah.
It'd be awesome next to
year,
do,
guys.
But.
Yeah. Maybe next year, guys.
The coronavirus having everything so messed up that people
hopefully
have
it'll be over in a little while. Maybe it won't last too much longer.
That's what I'm hoping.
Gary, you ought to see Mooresville now. Mooresville's changed since you was there last time.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of drug heads and crackheads that owned it last time. These the same people that I can't think of his name. He owns Rockingham too. He's made a bunch of improvements at Mooresville.
Oh, I bet he has, because I know when we went to Rockingham, they had really cleaned it up. So Mooresville,
yeah,
he's made a bunch of
improvements there at Mooresville. It's a pretty nice track now. Last time I was up there. they had Mustangs carrying the front end the whole way down it.
Oh.
Of course, they had an LS motor in them.
Yeah, I'm sure they were. They had to be Chevy powered.
they were Ford, built Ford tough with Chevy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Mooresville would be a good track if we could get in there, that's for sure.
It might be small enough. I mean, they have gear jammers up there all the time. So it might be small enough that they have testing tunes. They have, the gear jammers come through there. And then I think they got another group that comes up through there that they post stuff. I see it on there. I'm on there. News thing, and I see stuff that they post up there when they're racing, but they hadn't had no races lately, though, because it's Corona.
Yeah. Yeah, I know when I put a post on the North Carolina chapter of S10 owners group, or S10, or S-Series, and I think that was the biggest turnout. I had a guy coming to meet up. There was probably 8-10 of us. Not everybody brought trucks, but everybody, you know, guys just came and got together and hung out. So we had a cool time.
Yeah, that was back when Leeser had it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the people they got. They got in trouble, some kind of trouble or something the people did. And anyway, this other dude come in there. I can't call his name. He owns Rockingham, though. I know that. And he owns another track somewhere. He's kind of like that people at, what was it, Sexton, where they had that bus.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the cool
that
bus.
That S10 bus.
what's his name? Jeffries or something, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, Jeffries. Like, yeah, didn't he own two or three tracks?
I believe he did. I'm not sure.
Right.
Bob Glass would be the one to ask about that.
It's about the same setup, I reckon.
Nice.
But yeah, they've done a bunch of work up there. Track hooks now. I swear it hooks.
Very cool. Very cool.
I just like to stay shy of Tennessee. Every time we go to Tennessee, it either rains. We've had a bad deal every time we went to Tennessee to race.
Fault lines in the entrance way to get to the starting line. You got to drive through craters.
What do you think about Mooresville, Gary? You think that'd be a good track for everybody to get to?
I think so, because I mean it's over towards the west. It's for almost 3 hours from me, so it's more over there towards Tennessee, the edge of Tennessee, but.
Yes, right.
Well, I mean,
it's not that
know.
Far to Tennessee because I went and got the seats for the Blaze Ride of Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had 80 plus trucks show up at Sykeston. So I mean, getting everybody together is usually not a problem. You know, they don't have a problem. And plus, I'm going to be working with sponsors.
Everybody's
so we'll
been
see.
Caged up since this damn coronavirus. Hell, everybody's
no,
been caged up. They're going to be ready.
No, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Gonna be like a bunch of caged up coon dogs all winter. They're gonna be barking one out.
It's always like a big family reunion when we all get together and get some good times.
Yeah, I enjoy Carlisle. I swear, in 2015?
I think it was 15. It's been 4 years ago.
No, it's been a minute.
Yeah,
okay, be 4 years.
That was a special time, Gary. I appreciate you taking me up there.
Oh, yeah. Man, you know.
And Rob, I don't believe it'd been that good if you hadn't been over the thing.
Yeah, well,
or over
I
the
V8
Series 10.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah, you know, Carl,
you and Jackie made it good.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. You know, if it's still going on this year, I'm going to fly out. I'm sure Gary will drive up for that or something. But I want to see everybody again. That's only if I think plane flights will be cheap enough to get out there. So they're going to be giving everybody incentives to fly.
Yeah.
people have lost their mind, though. They're probably going to make you wear like a Tyvek suit or something while you want to, if you want to get on the plane. That's absolutely ridiculous. You believe they got me?
Well, Gary, I got new tires all the way around the truck and brakes all the way around the truck, so I don't see why. And I know I can get the Blazer on it, so I don't see no problem.
That's what I was just thinking.
You tell me when.
I'd have to put a couple extra 5 gallon cans in the back of the S10 to make it with that 13 gallon tank, so I could make it to Pennsylvania.
Jesus.
Yeah, but really.
But the Daily Slayer, she drives. She'd make it up there. That's for sure.
Yeah, you'd bring that one up.
Yeah, that'd be cool, man.
Maybe.
The Barney's still down. It needs a transmission. So.
Oh Jesus.
And I'm not gonna put a transmission in it that won't hold the horsepower. I want to put.
Yeah.
All
right. That's that.
Well, you might as well do it just one time. Be done with it.
Yeah, it's gonna be a minute before I get a transmission in it. So.
Yeah. Nice. All right, guys, let me put you on hold. We're going to end the show. Guys on the line, stay on the line. We open up the lines at the end of the show and get you guys live on the air, kind of like a party line chat kind of deal. So, this episode's been sponsored by VADSeries.com. Check out all of our merch over at VADSeries.com/shop. Also, check out Bill's website over there. For his merch, that's streetracingchannel.com. And big thanks to Bill. It was a really cool show. Went really smooth. Got some cool stories out of it. And we'll be back next week. Sorry I missed it last week. But just getting back in the groove and everything. And with the coronavirus, you know, things are kind of tough. So, anyway, until next time. VADS Series Live. We're out.
Well, I got my first truck when I was 3. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees. Hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few $100. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Truck on an old Chase lounge, backed into my spot at the driving show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, it wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. All the man on the phone. A lucky to rust or a brand new machine. Once around the block and you'll know what I mean. Truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. Are just something women like about a pickup man. about a pickup man.
Damn, my button broken. All right, here we go, guys. Open up the lines. We only got three people. One's me, so I can be on the phone.
How many do we have on the show the whole time?
Only a couple of them. Hang on.
Yeah? All right.
Well,
there we go.
I figured everybody wanted to hear Bill Hoskin.
Yeah. Hell, we were already listening to you talk, Bushy.
What's happening, man?
What's up, buddy?
Same old thing.
So, yeah, man, he's a cool guy to interview, man.
What you been up to,
cool,
Bill?
He's a cool guy to meet.
Yeah, I believe it.
I went to a North Carolina track when they came down here last year and met him. I mean, he knew who I was when I walked up to him. So
everybody knows.
All right, well, hell.
Well, you got that kind of face, Gary.
I try not to show my ugly face to nobody.
Well, hang on. Let me put a picture on eBay, or let me put a picture on Facebook.
He must have just looked up and was like, "Oh yeah, that dude looks like an asshole. That's got to be Gary.
That's got to be him."
Yeah, that's true. You don't see many.
We
pictures
all know it's a rap, though.
You don't see many pictures of you on Facebook.
Now, Butchie's about the only one that's got a picture of me.
Yeah.
Who is it? Who was the other guy? Hal Marvin Sr. He was another one. He was like, he posted a whole bunch of pictures like Wilson. Like Wilson.
Yeah,
He covers covers the bottom of his mouth.
And he looked,
looking over
and he actually looked like you would picture Wilson looking.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. So Slayer's running good, Gary?
Yeah, she's running good.
Right.
She's running good. Me and Johnny took it out. We took it for them. I don't know, probably put 150 miles on last weekend. So.
You too.
Damn, what in the world are y'all feeding that boy?
Oh,
and same
man.
With you, Rob.
whatever the hell he wants, man, yeah. Hey, what, 6'10" now?
Atta, buddy.
Them hormones they put in the freaking
size 19
the hormones,
shoe, man.
Them hormones they put in freaking they put in the damn meat anymore. Just went right to the kids.
Yeah.
Yes, dear. It is you went great. I was talking to Jack.
Yeah, I seen that picture you posted, Rob. Where James was leaning over and changing something in the back of the engine. Hell, he didn't even need a ladder.
Oh, Bubba, I need a damn step stool to get to the back of that motor with, you know, with the 21 pack, the truck to get. I'm like, James, do that. Reach that. He's like, okay, no problem. Like, Christ, dude. I feel like and Gary, I think you're right. We're gonna redo that picture. I'm gonna do it two ways. I'm gonna have us looking the same way, and then have us looking, you know, opposite like we did, like you suggested.
Yeah, that's yeah, because he's way taller than what you think he would be when he was little. So.
Oh yeah, well he was 5 years old in that picture.
Yeah, we got like Carlisle.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's amazing, but I think he plateaued out now. So. I hope.
There you gotta start to say you better hope.
I'm telling
damn,
you.
Damn, Gary's got big.
Yeah, Yeah, he's tall.
They don't look nothing like he did at Carlisle in that grass skirt.
Yeah.
Dude, that was a good time, man. Oh, I miss you guys so much.
I still got a picture of that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Black now.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a picture of that. And I got a picture of I got a picture of Denny with the damn coconut top on.
Yeah,
oh, dude, that was great too. That was freaking great over the hotel, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
the party after the party.
Hell
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we do it right, man. We definitely do it right.
But
so what?
Yeah, I thought
you,
that was pretty cool that year.
I don't want to hear, Gary, what'd you have? Somebody call you about noise ordinance? About freaking...
I had
Popo.
I've been running Rockhammer.
Yeah.
And the cops came out at like... I was trying to work till 7 o'clock at night. The cops come out at like 6:30 and was like, look, man, you can't run that after 6 o'clock. I'm like, well, I thought the ordinance was 7 o'clock. He said, well, it used to be daybreak to dark. He said, but they changed it last year. Now it's 7 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock at night. I said, all right. So, you know, this was a cop telling me this. I said, so I can be out there at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning running this rock hammer. And it's,
yeah,
there's three lots probably that I'm doing. And there's probably 25 houses on this road that people live in. So, once they called the law on me, and I found out I could go in there at 7 o'clock, at 7:01, I was blasting that hammer, waking them all up. And then about,
nice.
Yeah. And then I posted that post, and then probably by 7:30, there were two cops out there telling me, look, dude, they are blowing our phone up. You can't run that rock hammer until 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, what are you talking about? The cop was out here last night, told me it's 7 o'clock. I could start hammering.
Yeah.
You know? And he's like, oh, no. It's 9 o'clock. And I understand that, you know, he did call in and say that he told you 7 o'clock, and he didn't know about the new ordinance. So here's a copy of it. And, yeah, don't run that hammer until 9 o'clock. Oh, what asshole.
Salute my headers on that damn thing.
But what they did was, when they gave me the paper, it says I can work on Saturday from 10 to 6. So I'm thinking, you know, I don't like to work Saturdays, but I'm thinking I might go to work Saturday just so I can get out there and run the hammer for an hour and then leave. Just to make sure everybody's awake. Just to make sure everybody's awake.
Yeah. Make up for them hours they made you lose during the week. Screw them.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're killing me for 2 hours a day. So.
Yep.
And
that's
just amazing. The cop told me, he said, well, I explained to the homeowner that I talked to on the phone that, you know, they probably had to do this when they built your house. So if you just let the guy do what he's got to do, you know, next week you'll be fine.
Yeah.
No, they don't want to do that. So.
No, they're stuck home, little corona babies.
Yeah, he said, this street, we get more calls come to this street for noise than any other street in this whole town. So,
oh, Jesus.
I'm like, well, that just tells you these people are a bunch of whiners. And then on top of that, you're going to coop them up in their house for 4 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
So really give them something to whine about. So,
Just like a bunch of caged up coon dogs all winter. They won't out.
I got them again this morning. The cop told me at 8:59:59 I could start that hammer. So at 8:59:59 this morning, bam, 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 bam.
Put open headers on that damn thing.
Yeah.
That's right. Cut the muffler off of it.
Oh, the first thought.
Cut the muffler off. Give them something
the
to bitch about.
The first thought was run to the house and grab the Slayer and just do a burnout down the street. Just leave them a smoky one all the way through the neighborhood. But
they might have the other cleaning up black marks.
Yeah, I don't need any more tickets. I got a damn seatbelt ticket now. Got a seatbelt ticket now for having my seatbelt on. So had the seatbelt on, the cop pulled me over and He said, I'm pulling you over because you don't have your seatbelt on. And I pulled it out and showed him. I'm like, well, then what's this? He said, it don't matter. I'm writing you a seatbelt ticket. I'm like, all right, well, I'll see. I said, I'll see you in court. He started walking away, and I said, by the way, you're a fucking idiot.
Good for you, man.
And then when I pulled out from where he had me pulled over, I did a burnout with a truck. I'm like, all right, you want to give me a ticket? You want to give me a ticket? Give me a ticket for something I did.
Something I actually did, yeah.
Just a troublemaker.
Usually you do something stupid and they write it down with a seatbelt ticket.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say one thing for Gary. He got that damn parking lot in that motel cleaned out at Carlisle that year.
Oh, Jesus. Well, it's funny. Gary brings Barney and he fires that thing up, man, and just everybody looks. Because, you know, at Carlisle, it's a lot of show trucks and stuff like that, and they're just like, what the hell is that thing?
Mm-hmm. I thought
they didn't park any
security spot guard
no more, though, did they, Gary?
No, they didn't. I thought you got to fight the security guard. He said, you got to shut that truck off. You need to shut that off right now. I said, as soon as you find out the asshole that pulled in front right behind
the
my trailer.
Park in there.
Yep.
Yeah,
once I get this car
funny.
Up on the
told
trailer,
I'll
shut it off.
Who told you that? Over at Carlisle?
Yeah, at the motel.
We were there
at the
back
motel.
Of the motel.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And some guy parked his damn Ford right in front of my ramps. The ramps were down.
Yep.
You know, he pulled right up against the ramps. So I pulled right at the door of his truck and revved it up a couple times at like midnight.
Didn't take that man long to get around there, did it?
No, it didn't. Security come running through there. The guy come running out to move his truck. So.
That's funny shit, man. Jeez. Oh, well.
Something about 700 horsepower and open headers that gets people's attention real quick.
Gary told that man, said, I got more sitting in that blazer right there than damn half them vehicles down through there. All of them worse. I ain't leaving that damn thing like that.
What? We had a good old time at Carlisle.
Yes, we did. That was damn near a magical thing. It was just lined up for me to go, I reckon. I wouldn't have never went there if you hadn't took me, Gary. But
I
had the road to
you. I was glad you said you'd go.
It was fun. I guarantee you that.
Yeah. We had a ball.
I don't know if Johnny could sit in that damn back seat now, though, like he was.
I don't think
he can fit
so
back there now.
No.
Had to get a Suburban. Ain't you got a Suburban?
No. Got a Tahoe.
Maybe that's what it was. Yeah, he lay in the back now, stretch out kind of.
Yeah, no, we had that old extended cab. He definitely wouldn't be able to fit back there now.
Nuh-uh. He'd be folded up.
Yeah.
Well, it's like James sitting in the back of the Sierra. Because I only got the extended cab. I don't have the four-door. So, Jackie got to put her knees up against the dashboard just so his knees can go up against the back seat.
I'm glad I'm not damn near 7 foot. I don't have that problem.
No, I'm going to have somebody, you know, customize the driver's seat or something because that's the truck he's gonna learn in. And, like, right now, he puts the seat all the way back, and it's – his knees are still almost touching the dashboard and, you know, up against the steering wheel. He's like, no, this is fine. I'm like, no, it's not, dude.
No,
it's dangerous.
Yeah.
You know,
it's only fine because you get to hold the steering wheel in your hand.
Exactly.
Yeah. You had to drive
not
for
okay
a long
for
time.
You're damn near having a heart attack.
Yeah, you're going to have to take the back
that
seat.
That was
out
a long drive up there to Carlisle, though, wasn't it, Gary?
That was a ride.
Mm.
That was a ride.
Well, like I said,
they all keep trying to get me to come over there to the damn Maryland and Delaware, and I'm like, man, that's a long freaking drive, bro.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. At least they were able to listen online. We got apparently Jack is a whole bunch of guys are like, oh damn, I missed it. Okay.
Well, they still, thought it was it's recorded, so they can still listen to it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Worth listening. But it's good to know because last week we loaded up the phone line so everybody was getting a busy signal. So 2 weeks ago, my bad. They loaded up the phone line, so I had 10 people on the line, but people were saying the link to listen live wasn't working. So I think I can keep it at the $40 a month if I just let people know, hey, you wanna call in and talk, that's cool, call in, but I'm gonna have to, drop you after I get to your phone call, and then you can switch to just listening online.
Just listen live.
All right.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it costs me. I can do a 2-hour show now if I want to. They got their pricing all weird on the website. Apparently, I'm only supposed to be able to do an hour long show and only have 10 people online. But they're allowing me to do 2 hours, but it's only 10 people online. And initially, I thought guys wanted to call in and listen on the phone, which is what they're used to doing. But if the link is working, everybody's got a smartphone. They can listen on their smartphone, their computer, or something.
Yeah.
So we'll figure it out. But yeah, that went smooth. I want to get Steve Lawrence on there, talking about heads and all the stuff that he does. I want to start pushing some people towards his way, getting some business up for him because I know he does a good job with heads. I mean. Steve's
he's
the head guy, right?
Yeah, he's definitely got flow numbers. So,
yep,
he can make some heads float.
Okay, that's fine. But they walked up here last time. Contactless delivery for food. The hell, dude! People crazy, man. Oh, he's got a mask on too. I don't know if he's going to deliver food to me or rob me.
All them people in that neighborhood I'm over there working at, they get food delivered like every 3 days. They have somebody delivered groceries to them. Yeah.
Oh, grocery delivery. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, well, no wonder people are being so anal. You won't. You're afraid to leave the house.
Yeah, appreciate it.
So Rob is. Yeah, Colorado jumped on the latest craze yet. They got deliverable eatables.
they don't deliver the weed yet. But what you got to do now is call and, the one place we go to, because I think they got the best bud, but you call and place your order, and then they call you back, tell you when the order's ready, and you just go there and pick it up. So
pick it up.
It's not too bad. But of course, they'll deliver booze in the state now. So it's,
deliver booze.
Yeah, they'll deliver alcohol.
Damn, that doesn't do me no good. I don't drink.
No, I know. Me either. So whatever. But we got a buddy that grows medically, and he's easy to get to, and prices are awesome, and he grows that hydroponic. Dude, Butch, you'd love this stuff, man. Ooh wee.
I bet. I'm gonna have to get rid of this. I'm gonna have to start doing eatables so I quit smoking.
Yeah. You quit smoking cigarettes too?
I'm trying.
I'm trying hard.
It wasn't shit to put down that damn beer, but you boy, these cigarettes ain't damn easy.
Really, you still vaping, Gary?
Yeah, I'm still doing the yuppie thing. I'm vaping.
Mm. Nice.
You got one of them.
I started to do that, but hell, I seen that shit about popcorn lung and all the irreversible effects of that stuff, and shit, I quit. I put that thing down. I said, hell, cigarettes don't bother me that damn bad. But they've got where they damn just, I can't go from here to the building without being out of wind, so I got to stop. I got to put them damn things down.
You need to find you a brownie maker.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need a brownie maker or a cookie maker.
Mm-hmm.
And see, if we knew somebody out in Colorado that can make us some good cookies.
That made cookies that can do that,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
It'd be all right.
Let's talk about that off air.
I think I know somebody out there in Colorado. I ought to be able to make some damn good chocolate chip cookies.
Actually, Jackie does make medicinal chocolate chip cookies, man. They're badass.
Yeah.
I bet they are too.
I'd be fat as I'd be blind as a damn barn if I'd be done them things.
They're good, man. They'll you out, that's for sure. That's for damn sure.
The stock cookies are good. I imagine them turbo powered ones would be even better.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hell, yeah,
man. Soft, chewy, and make you want more cookies.
Mm-hmm. Let's be going getting in our shed just to store the cookies in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hell, I couldn't pass that damn shed up, man. I couldn't pass that shed. I couldn't build. I paid $275 a tank of gas in the damn rollback. I couldn't build a damn thing for that.
No, you can't.
Hey, say if another
one
comes across in the morning.
And that thing already had shelves in it. Hell, that was worth $50 just to see how them shelves is built. I can build them in my other building now. The first one I put in there, because, hell, the same people made the same buildings. They're both Talon Salvage buildings. Hell, that building's almost 15 years old, that old man said.
Huh.
And things are good built buildings, man. I swear they are. Shit, I couldn't build it for that.
Yeah, you can't. As long as you keep them painted.
Yeah. You couldn't about put a roof on it for that.
Yeah, I know it. Framed it up and put a roof on it for that.
Yeah.
So, I couldn't turn that down. And I had just the right place by the driveway. At first damn time, it set off on the damn blocks and it didn't rock. It didn't wobble. I was done for the night. That's the good thing about having a rollback. That's an expensive damn toy to have sitting in the yard. But, you know, that's like Saturday night. I lost my light. Friday night, I lost daylight, and I set it down on the ground, but I had to go back Saturday. You couldn't do that if you was paying the damn rollback.
Yeah, no.
You'd have to sit that son of a bitch on off.
Yeah.
That's
a good
thing about it.
You did good getting that rollback.
Yeah. I got new tires and new damn brakes and a master cylinder on it. So I should be good for a damn trip with it now, Gary.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen, I'm going to hop off here, eat my cheesesteak. You guys can talk for as long as you want. Just hang up when you want, and we'll do it again next week.
Sounds good.
Be careful.
All right, brother. Later.
Good.
Take care, Bill.
You too, boss.
Bill, what you been up to?
Just hanging out, man. Working on
just truck. Hanging out.
Yeah. Barry ship is a little yellow.
Hopefully I'll get back to working on the truck before long.
Yeah,
I'm still trying to get this tractor
done. Damn, fuel pump went out on the yellow one, so I got it about back
Lord,
together.
Lord, it's one thing after another.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to get rid of that one. It ain't been nothing but a money pit here lately, so I'm gonna focus on that. I'm gonna.
Hell, you might get done with it now, though. You need to hang on to it. Hell, you done replaced about everything.
Didn't you just put new ball joints on that?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, ball joints, U joints, all the freeze out plugs. It's had a cranny put in it. Not a lot of work to it. It's always something, you know.
Yeah,
every time I go out to old Tenton, I go tent like 45 miles away, and hell, the last three times it's cost me money coming home, you know.
Yeah.
I got this little 85 Blazer. I about got it about road ready. I got to take a valve cover off the black truck and put on it because apparently they bent the damn valve cover, and I put it on there twice now, and it's leaked both times, and I think the valve cover's bent, so I'm going to take a valve cover off the black truck and put on it because I'm going to swap it out here soon. It's hydrolocked, so.
All right.
I got a little 350, you know, hell, it's on the stand. It ain't got but 200 miles on it, but old boy left it sitting in the shop for 5 years and no plugs in it. And I went down there with a borescope, and there was all kinds of bugs and shit down in it. So I tore it down, cleaned it up. I'm going to start putting it back together.
Yeah.
You going to set it in the black one?
Yeah, I'm going to put it in the black one. I moved mom in here at the house now. I don't know if I talked to you since I've done that, but
yeah,
I brought her out here.
I
got her here full time now. So, I'm going to get it back together, and then I have that Blazer for the seat belts, you know, so that way in case I take her and Alex out at the same time, you know, we ain't all cramped up in the truck, so.
But.
Yeah. One day at a time, man. Hopefully, I think I found my job up here. Yeah, I think I found my job up here at the little tire shop, so. One of them little winter real places, like you rent your wheels and tires.
Yeah.
It ain't but like 5-10 minutes from the house, man. Go up there and mount tires and stuff and throw them on. I think that's about all they do. So I don't think they do no brakes or nothing else like that. So pretty much just tires and wheels. So.
All right.
Yeah. Out there in the shop.
Yeah, I got
man,
that second building because I was trying to clean out the building. I got my fuel pump and regulator and all filter and all that shit in, so I can put it back in. So I can put it in Betty. I bought it for the Monza, but I'm gonna use it in that Blazer since I got that nitrous kit for it. So I know I have enough fuel pressure. But now I'm cleaning out the building right there at the back of the house and putting it in the other building, putting that stuff in the other building and cleaning out it. Hey, you know anybody that needs some second gen interior parts?
Not right on hand. Why would you clean your boys? Take them out of your boys' car?
No, that that white Blazer that I had, that 4x4 white Blazer, it was a 90. Damn, I'm trying to think of what was it. It was a 91 or 92, something like that. It come with a whole nother gray interior in it.
Oh.
And I've got that in that building. And I'm going to, if I can't find somebody who wants it, I'm going to just throw the stuff away. I'm going to take it to the dump. I got probably a truckload in that building to take out. But I was trying to get that fuel pump so I can get the gas tank put back up. I want to put the shocks on the back, the competition engineering shocks. I want to put them on the back while the gas tank's down, then put the gas or the fuel pump in there and get that all set up, and then put the gas tank up, and I'll be ready to back Betty off of the ramps and get it back down on the ground. I'll have all the stuff buttoned up underneath of it, and then I'm going to put the tires and the hood back on it and the carburetor on it and that MSD box. All that stuff's going on it after it gets on the ground.
Ground,
and I
got to
put
the
carpet and the seats in there yet. That's what I've been waiting on the top up there. Since it's on the ramps, I can stand up beside of it and weld them couple spots in the floor there to where he had them other seats mounted in there, and then put the carpet down in it and put the seats, the 60-40 seats I got in it. And then I've got the shifter cable already run up through there, so I just got to put the shifter in it, and it, I'll be ready to do under the hood after that.
Yeah.
I ain't even touch my blazer. It's sitting out there on the down, sitting on the trailer with a tarp over it. I'm afraid to lift the tarp up because I don't want to see how bad the aluminum looks.
Right. You better take a big can of Synchrome with you.
Oh man, I bet that motor looked like shit. So. Mm.
You got a garage now?
No. The house.
But you said you was over close to that first place I went up there to, right?
No, we're about 20 miles away from it.
No, the first place.
Oh, yeah,
where
I bought that walker. Yeah, where you came. Yeah, where you came down to the big shop. Yeah, yeah, we're down the road from there. But I got enough room here to build me. I want to build me a nice 40 by 60, but just getting everything together to build the shop. Yep.
How's your health doing now?
Then I'll take everything apart. Not too bad.
If I get you all straightened out.
Yeah, as long as I don't drink no whiskey or too much. As long as I don't drink too much whiskey, I'm fine.
Well, hell, you didn't drink none at Carlisle.
No, I'll drink maybe a glass every now and then. But,
really?
Yeah, I just can't drink too much because the pancreas can't handle it.
Right. I just ain't never picked up the taste for it again, whiskey or beer. I just ain't never picked up. I hope I never pick up. Sure is nice being able to be sober, and if somebody calls here at the house and wants me to come get them with the roll back, I can at any time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not like that ever happened too much. You seen the winch rollers, Bill. See how rusty the winch rollers was. That shows how much I use it.
Right.
I started to say, I bet your winch rollers on your truck never got that damn rusty.
No,
I know, spray some WD-40 on them, but hell, you got to run them every now and then.
Right.
Hell, nobody wants to pay nothing to haul nothing, though. Shit, I ain't wearing my truck out for nothing. It's sitting right there in the damn driveway, and it'll be ready to use when I need it.
Yeah, I got mom here now, so I ain't got 12, 14, 16 hours a day to give somebody, you know, so...
Yeah.
I go up here, this little round shop.
I hate to do that for a living.
Yeah, it's a little shop 5 minutes up the road, man. And I go up here and throw my 8 in and come home, you know. And I work around out here in my shop a little bit.
And you're still close to the house.
Right, yeah, 5 minutes away, man.
Yeah, still close to the house. Got to take care of that family first.
Yeah.
Well, how's being a grandpa agreeing with you?
Good.
Good.
Yeah, Johnny's got one on the way now, so
I seen that.
I'm gonna be a grandpa twice over.
I see that.
Yeah.
Damn, Gary, you gonna get old?
We see my little granddaughter anytime she's fussy, all you gotta do is turn on a drag race video and let her listen to some cars and she'll calm right down.
She'll calm right down.
Yeah.
There you go, train her early.
Oh, yeah, she's going to be a good one. I done told him I was going to spoil her and get her a junior dragster, so she just got to grow into it.
Maybe she won't do like Nate Summerlots did, his boy did. He bought him a junior dragster, and he didn't want nothing to do with the damn thing when he first got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully she won't be that way.
Yeah, hey, right.
One of
so what's Johnny
will.
Driving now? Has he got that truck he showed me a picture of?
Yeah, he got a black Tahoe.
Yeah.
With that Carolina tilt on it.
Oh, he ain't still got that, does he?
Well, it's got 9 inches of lift in the
He
front.
Told me he wrote back and said he done that just to piss somebody off, people off or something.
Well,
he put the springs and all back in it and raised it back up.
He did. He raised it back up, but we put another 3 inches of adjustment in the keys to where he could get the front end up high enough to turn 37s, but he didn't buy another he didn't buy another 2-inch spring to put in the back end of it. So, I mean, it ain't as bad as it was.
It ain't as bad like that picture he showed me. I thought, God, Gary, give that boy some money, let him put a damn paint to buy the other half of that lift kit.
Yeah, no, he did that for a car show.
Yeah.
He did it for a car show and got him a trophy. So,
Lord, it's amazing what they give trophies out for.
Yeah, and the boy he beat was all kind of mad, boy. He was mad he didn't win that trophy.
So when you reckon you get Barney going again? I know you have no idea, but when are you shooting for?
I ain't even trying to shoot for nothing.
Well, what
I mean,
are you looking to put back in it?
I want it to run tomorrow, but that ain't gonna happen. So,
what are you looking to put back in it?
I'm tossing it up between a 400 and a Power Glide.
400 and a Glide, right?
Yeah, something that'll hold about 1500. So
a Glide's a good transmission. Slow and go.
Yeah.
Low and go. Don't change but once.
The Power Glide will take less horsepower to turn than the 400, but
right.
The 400 is going to have a quick shift from first to second, so I ain't really decided. I know it's going to have a trans brake in it. So,
I believe I'd go with a Glide.
I'm thinking about it, but hell.
That's just me, though.
They passed that new law for inspection. I can put mirrors and mufflers on it and go get it plated and drive it on the road.
Really? Oh, you talking about that emission law?
That's what the guy told me when I took the Daily Slayer down to have it inspected last month. He said, "Oh, 2 more years, you won't have to have it inspected. So all you got to do is go get tags for it." I said, "Shit, yeah." So
that might work out good with Barney then, huh?
Yeah, he said, "What kind of motor you got in there?" I said, 2.5, two of them.
two of them. But anyway, well, fellas, I reckon I'm going to jump off here. Y'all have a good one. Bill, you take care now. Take care of your mama. Gary, you take care of yourself.
Oh, yeah. Y'all take care.
All right. Y'all too.
Take care.
All right, we'll see y'all.
Stay out of trouble. All right, bye.
I'll try.